This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, to one of those making a silk purse out of a sow's ear stories, the ear in this case is a global pandemic. The silk purse is from a guy in France who's making money in used face masks. He's got a factory that recycles them into something else. John Lawrenson visited.
A decontamination machine that looks like a large tumble dryer bathes hundreds of used face masks in the glow of UV rays. Welcome to a mask recycling facility, where these symbols of the pandemic, worn and thrown away in their countless millions by people all over the world, are turned into plastic objects like phone holders and coat hangers. The company in the western city of Châtellerault is called Plaxtil. Jean-Marc Neveu is co-founder.
Initially, our business was making plastic parts for the aeronautic and car industries. Then one day, a charity came along asking us if we could do anything with the tons of clothes they receive but aren't good enough to be sold.
Like good Frenchmen, says Neveu, their response was to come up with a recipe. They call it Poitou plastic mush. They transform the plastic that makes up 70% of some textiles into mush, then the mush into objects.
When masks came along, we were all ready, because disposable masks are practically all plastic fiber. Now we have transformed 25 million of them.
Surrounded by recycling machines, a Plaxtil employee shows me one of the things they make out of masks. School kits, ruler, set square and protractor, in the colour of today's batch of masks, bluey black. They've made 100,000 of these for several municipalities that distribute them for free in schools. One of these cities is Limoges, where Marjorie Lopez is in charge of procurement.
We put recycle bins in all our city hall offices, libraries and schools. Some firms also wanted them, the railway company, for example, and the Crédit Agricole Bank.
226 bins in all. The municipality pays about $90 per 500 mask recycled bin. And for that, the masks are picked up, sorted and transformed into the objects customers can choose, like those school kits. In Châtellerault, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.